Missouri Net News. I'm Elisa Nelson. A congresswoman who represents West Central and Southwest Missouri says a tax bill approved this week by the U.S. House will create about 1 million new jobs. Brian Howsworth reports.
Harrisonville Republican Vicki Hartzler spoke to business leaders Friday morning at a Columbia Chamber of Commerce event. She says under the bill, a family of four earning $59,000 would receive an $1,100 tax cut. Democratic critics, including Missouri Senator Claire McCaskill, say the plan would cut taxes on the wealthy and would increase taxes on families earning $75,000.
Missouri's eight U.S. House members voted along party lines on the Republican tax plan that passed out of their chamber yesterday. Missouri's U.S. senators look like they'll follow the same path when they vote. Jason Taylor reports.
The six Missouri Republicans were in the yes column yesterday, largely praising the measure for bringing tax relief to working families. Both Democrats, who represent the more liberal urban areas of St. Louis and Kansas City, voted no. In the Senate, Republican Roy Blunt has championed the GOP proposal in various appearances on national TV. Democrat Claire McCaskill voted emphatically against the plan, which was approved by her committee earlier today, referring to it as a bad deal for Missouri families and calling on Republicans to start fresh.
Meanwhile, Senator McCaskill says she's donating $30,000 to Missouri food banks that fellow Democratic Senator Al Franken's Political Action Committee donated to her. McCaskill wants an ethics investigation into allegations that Franken forcibly kissed a radio news anchor in 2006 and is shown in a later picture reaching out as if he's going to grab the anchor's chest. Former White House senior advisor Karl Rove will speak in Southwest Missouri this month. Missouri Net Springfield television partner KOLR reports Rove will speak on November 29th at College of the Ozarks in Point Lookout. Share the Harvest Food Pantry is getting elk meat after a 14-year-old girl shot an elk last weekend in mid-Missouri. The girl says she thought the elk was a deer when she shot it. Conservation agent Tom Strother says biologists are studying how an elk ended up in rural Boone County.
There was no pit tags in this elk. No indication it was in captivity. We think it's a free-ranging elk, but where it came from, don't know.
Missouri has a herd of more than 100 elk in southeast Missouri, but Strother is confident the elk shot in central Missouri was not from there. Some of the fastest shooting stars of the year will brighten up your weekend tonight. Mizzou astronomer Angela Speck says the meteors will come from the constellation Leo.
If it looks like it's clear, which definitely worth heading out, this is a good one. And because of the dark sky, you should be able to see some stuff.
The best time to view the shooting stars will be around 4 a.m. tomorrow in the southeast sky. And the Mizzou men's basketball team beat Utah last night 77-59. This is Missouri Net News.